Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
I'm Ann Keeley, Democrat candidate for judge for the 20th Judicial Circuit. I have looked upon equality, justice, and honesty, not just as words, but as principles that have guided my actions in my life and throughout my career. I will protect the integrity and dignity of the judicial system, the cornerstone of our democracy, so all persons who appear before me will know that they can expect impartiality, fairness, and justice. I ask for the honor and privilege of your vote.
Paid for by Keeley for Judge.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Hi, Mike Kelly here. West County Nissan is taking thousands off MSRP. Maxima is $8,000 off for $239 per month. Murano is $7,000 off for $259 per month. Plus Altima is just $18,150 or $149 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only. 39-month lease. TT&L not included. $12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune? Is your step. Doom, doom, life can doom, be so sweet.
So sweet.
On the sunny side of the street. I used to walk.
Yeah.
In shade,
walk in shade.
With those blues
on
the
rain.
But I'm
Paul Harvey?
Not afraid.
This rover.
Urkel?
No.
Citrapal.
There's something in your house that can be a lot of fun. When you pick it up and put it close to your ear, you can hear people talking to you.
What?
And you can talk to them.
What?
You know what it is.
What?
A telephone.
Huh? Hello?
The telephone is so much fun. You can talk to anyone. Mommy turns the dial and soon... Daddy's voice is in the room.
Wow. Daddy's voice is in the room.
Yeah.
Mom called
Daddy on the phone.
Did you hear dialing?
Are you not paying attention to the song?
I was.
Some days just stand the test of time.
Yes,
like that. So true, still to this day.
I could listen to old things like that all day long.
Why don't we do a show
right.
where that's all we... No, I mean, every day. That's all we do.
For 3 hours?
Play old stuff. No, we don't have to have anything to say. It's a great idea. Good afternoon, everybody. Next to the last day of February, tomorrow is it, then we're into March. And what a brutal winter this has been, huh?
Oh, I tell you.
Boy, they were right. Oh, wait, no, they weren't.
Hey, who in the room here left a picture of Katy Perry on my computer?
Oh, I did, because I thought you would really like it.
Thank you.
But you can hardly tell it's her, can you?
I know, it's. But man.
Now that he knows it, sir, he knows what to do with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, don't do it back there, for gosh sake.
No, have it. Take it home.
Okay. Back there sometime.
We don't need any more messes in the studio.
We got the windshield in between.
you make a mess in the studio, and you know you're going to hit Jayco. He's going to go crazy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We'll be in trouble.
He'll be on. Wait, was he not here? He's not here anymore.
That's no, not today. He's off today.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you on board. I tend to want to always start with something light and fun, but there's something in the news that I think we need to talk about. And every once in a while, maybe we can help somebody figure out how to handle things. And we'll get to that, because it's related to something big in the news, after we get to the Burke segment, which goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
Yep.
That means Tina has something. Tina Dalpiez, everybody, what do you have?
Well, last night I cared for a little baby for the first time in tons of years because I offered to spend the night at my son and daughter-in-law's house so they could try and get a little sleep.
Did you breastfeed it?
No.
No. The grandma's
man. And there's a lot of milk here.
I didn't.
Oh my goodness.
But I, you know, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, but it was like it was still fun because it's once in a blue moon.
It's a girl, right?
Yes.
And this has to be very confusing for her when you're cradling her in your arms and she looks up and sees those giant what she thinks are milk containers.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in there. I mean, don't you think that in that little baby's mind she's thinking, "Hey, where's the dinner here?
Whip one of those out.
I see something that looks like it should be dinner, but you're not offering me anything."
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I don't know, but it was so fun. Even though it was, you know, a little tiring, it was just, I don't know. I didn't care. It was fun just holding her.
Does she cry a lot?
Only when she either has a poopy diaper or is starving.
Oh.
Otherwise, that's about it.
Oh, that's good.
Well, so how would you know if
the baby's crying if it's starving? They starve their child?
No, but I guess she's a newborn. When she's hungry,
they just start crying. Yeah.
But there are some babies.
Not a whole lot, just kind of a... And then Laura would come out. One time I just gave her a bottle, and then the next time Laura came out and breastfed, and then I gave her a bottle because she needs more. And we did that a couple of times.
Does Laura pump, or were you using formula?
No, they're adding formula with the breastfeeding.
That's her daughter-in-law.
Shut up.
This is natural.
That's not a question, though, Dan should ask about her daughter-in-law.
No, it takes a while or something before all your milk comes in or something. So they're just adding it to it now.
I think we did that, too, with our daughter.
Really? But there was a couple of times when I tried to give her a bottle, and she wasn't having any part of it. She did that, you know, sticking the tongue out. Like, I'm not sucking on that thing.
Oh.
So I had to go,
the real deal.
Have I heard that before?
Give me this fake stuff. Get out of here.
So that was my story. It was fun.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
As we share our lives with dozens of people.
Three.
What do you have, Beyond?
First, I would like to, I found this list, and I'd like to share, and these are almost like hints from Heloise, tips. And I thought these were pretty interesting. First one is you can apparently rub walnuts over scratches in wood, and it will cover up the scratch marks.
Yes, I've heard that. I did not know that. Oh. I've heard that.
Second one is, you know those bread bag clips, the different colored ones? You can put those around on like a power strip, and you can label each one of your cords so you know which is what on a power strip. You know, you could say this is the TV. You just would use one of those little bread clips.
Those big clothespin-like things?
Yeah, the square ones with a little hole in the middle.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The little plastic tab.
Yeah.
Did you know that the different colors are
days of the week?
When the bread was made.
I didn't know that. But yeah, you could write like TV, you know, cable box on the little tabs and just to clip them right on the
power cord. I thought you meant those wires.
How can anybody not listen to this show?
I know.
You learn everything. Thing here.
Next one, if you listen to music on your iPhone, you can put it inside a glass bowl and it amplifies.
Hey. I said that about a month ago.
Did you?
I shared that tip. Yeah.
Oh, I had read it
in an article, and I said you set your phone down in a bowl and it acts like a speaker. So
yeah.
I beat you on that one.
All right. This one, I don't know if this one is true or not because I've heard this one for a while. When you get in an elevator, have you heard this? If you hit the closed door button with the floor you want to go to, it will bypass all the other floors. Like if somebody hits the button,
I think that's an urban legend.
That might be. Maybe we can have an elevator technician.
Because I'm always in a hurry and I'm pressing that button, but it doesn't.
You got to hold the closed door and your floor at the same time.
Oh,
it's supposed to be like an express thing.
We can try it here at that parking garage.
I'm going to guess that's an urban legend.
All right. Yeah, next one, those little cardboard tubes that toilet paper comes on.
Right.
You can put.
I know this one, the gerbil thing.
No.
Make a marijuana pipe out of them.
No, but you can. Put a bunch of them in a shoebox, and you can use it to organize different power cords, like a charging cord, or if you have extras. The tubes are just like a little container. You can put each cord in each tube.
Unless the big blocky thing is on
right,
there.
Like a power adapter for a laptop. That won't work. Another thing, back to the bread tie thing, the bread clip. You can put those on the bottom of a sandal if it's, you know, that little...
The toe thing, yeah.
Yeah, the little thing that pops out of the bottom sometimes. Ah. You can use that to clip...
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You mean flip-flops?
Yes. Yes, the, okay. With the little plastic tab that goes through the sole.
I don't wear flip-flops. I can't stand flip-flops because I can't stand that feeling between my toes.
Oh, I am
but
the
I know
same
what
way.
You're talking about.
Yes, I am the same way. I can't do that. You can use a wooden spoon to prevent water from overboiling in a pot. Just lay the spoon over the pot, and it apparently will not let the water boil over the top.
Wait, hold on here. What was that again?
You lay it over the pot, like all the way?
Just across the rim, yeah, side to side. If it's a wooden spoon, apparently, this tip says, it will not let the water overboil.
No, but Urban Legend.
Oh, I'm trying.
I'm going Urban
that.
Legend
like
on that.
It.
That doesn't make any sense
no.
at all.
That's worth trying.
Kind of like putting your finger in soda and all the fuzz goes down.
Yeah?
It's not fuzz, it's fizz.
You know what I mean.
Fuzz. If you have a fuzz in your soda.
I stuck my finger in fuzz one time.
Yeah. And it went down.
Oh, my goodness. Next one, a comb.
It
will,
went up.
A comb will...
Good one. Sorry, go ahead, Pia.
A comb will make the perfect nail holder. You put the nail in the comb and hold it up against the wall instead of using your fingers.
I've actually done that with a bobby pin.
Here's another really good one, and I'm glad I found this. You can use a can opener to open those stupid plastic packages, those sealed ones. You just take the can opener right around the edge, and it'll just trim off the...
No kidding.
Yeah, how about that? You can wrap Christmas lights around a clothes hanger, and they won't tangle. Instead of bringing out that wad of cords from the previous year, a post-it note you can put if you're drilling into a wall. You just fold up the bottom half of the post-it note, and it'll catch all the debris that comes out of the wall from drilling.
You
How about
are
that?
Like Mr. Helloise. Mr. Hint.
Another one here, you can rubber band a sock over a vacuum to find, like, if you dropped a little back of an earring or something real tiny.
Oh, that's a good one. A nylon would be better.
A nylon, yes, over the tube part of the vacuum cleaner, and it'll suck it up without taking it up through the tube.
That's a good one.
And last, a Pringles container is the perfect size to store spaghetti. How about that?
What?
Leftover spaghetti, you know, you
comes
open
in
the
a
box,
package, plastic package.
Yeah, and you only use about a third of the box. You could put the rest of it in a Pringles can.
Wow, hints from Pia.
Well, you know what? This deserves a round of applause.
Hey, so I will put this list on our.
You've taught a lot of things to people here
on our Facebook page. I'll put that on there, and also anybody that wants to go to the Facebook page, I put up a couple videos within the last. Last time since yesterday's
girl.
Show. Yes, there's a funny prank. It's this really attractive girl, and she's on a park bench, and she falls asleep. And it's different to see how men and women react differently, where the women are, like, scooting away and, like, pushing her aside. But the one guy just laid set back and just let her rest her head right on his lap. So it was kind of funny to see that.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, that's what I said. And then a mom filmed her daughter after having her wisdom teeth taken out, and it is very funny because she's kind of still under the influence of whatever drugs they give you for. And the girl keeps asking, "What's in my mouth?" She has gauze in her mouth, and she keeps asking over and over, "What's in my mouth?" Like right after she tells her, she asks again. So that's both those videos are on the Facebook page.
I've been asked that before too.
What's in my mouth?
Hey, what's in my mouth? Well, Peon, well done.
Thank you, Grandma.
I have a little news story, but I don't know if you want to do it right now or not.
I'd love to hear it.
I found it a couple days ago, but nobody's brought it up, so I saw it again today, and it's disturbing to me. It's about that California plastic surgeon, and he does cosmetic procedures on his stepdaughters.
I saw that.
And he gave his one daughter
breast implants. Yeah, his 18-year-old daughter. Yeah,
he did some kind of cosmetic surgery on one of his daughters when she was 10.
Yeah, he's done rhinoplasty, which that's fine.
Botox and stuff.
Yeah, Botox.
Rhinoplasty doesn't.
It should be.
But,
yeah.
But the boob thing on your kid—that's just kind of.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah. Well, it's even more gross that your own dad is putting big boobs on you. That's sick. There's
right.
Sick
that's what I
that.
Thought too.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's
all right. Perverted. There you go. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the Burke segment, and it comes around from time to time. We certainly hope you enjoyed it, and stay tuned because one of these days we'll do it again, probably very, very soon. Now, what I would like to talk about, and you know, it's a little heavy, but we had this thing in Ohio, the shooting, and now I understand there are three people dead.
Yes.
Three students dead. And I just think it's time we had a discussion about this bullying thing, because every time this happens, I see and hear the exact same pundits and panels and people come on saying, well, you know, I'm surprised that nobody saw. Could this have been prevented? Were there any signs that, that people could have seen? And I say the answer to that in most cases is no, because most of the time, I don't think these kids display behavior that's much different than the behavior a lot of kind of screwed up or bullying type kids display. You know, for every kid that writes, okay, you're all going to die, and tries to do something about it, there are a thousand who write things like that, and they don't act on it. Nothing happens. So for people to act like, well, somebody should have stopped this kid, I don't know that I agree with that. I don't know that you can interpret what kids who are 7th, 8th grade, or certainly high school kids are thinking. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I would like to... I was a bullied kid, and I was bullied for a couple of reasons, and I wish I could go back and sort of take a look at myself if there had been video of me at school to see what it was that I did that caused people to want to pick on me. I don't really have a clear understanding why I got picked on. I think I know part of the reason was that I talked a lot, but I talked a lot to try to offset the fact that I was uncomfortable and that I had a sort of an inferiority complex, and I didn't feel like I belonged. I just didn't feel like I was part of any group of kids. So I offset that by just talking, and I would talk my way in or out of things. But I got picked on pretty severely, even to the point that one day, you know, at 15, I went home and I left the school crying, and I went home and I told my parents, I'm not going to high school anymore. I said, I can't go back. They're too cruel and I can't go back. And then, of course, you know, as the evening wore on, and they sort of convinced me, you can't quit high school. But then the next day, and lots of days when I'd go with just a severe stomachache. I had such a tremendous stomachache going to school, because I just knew that this probably would be another day where I was going to get picked on. And I had everything from, it wasn't just so much the name-calling thing as it was just outright blatant physical bullying. Like the, in the restroom in the sixth grade, I had a kid take out a knife when I was peeing. And he turned me around. He came up behind me, turned me around while my, you know, thing was out, and put a knife to it. And it was an open, the blade was open, and he put it right against it, and he said, I'm going to cut your blank off. And I got to tell you something. it's horrifying. I mean, it's like you're in a horror movie. And in your mind, you're thinking, here it comes. He's going to do this, and I'm going to bleed to death here in the bathroom. I had a kid... pinned me up against a tree in the woods on the way home from school one day and put a knife to my throat. And he put the sharp edge right against my throat and proceeded to tell me that he was going to slit my throat. And I, you know, you wonder how you didn't just go insane or run away or something. But I don't know that we will ever stop one, bullying, and you're never going to stop it. It's like the drug thing. Say no to drugs. Thank you, Nancy Reagan. That didn't work. You're never going to really stop bullying, because there are always going to be kids that, for whatever reason, to make themselves look cool or tough or strong or better than everybody else, they're going to bully kids. They just are. It's human nature.
Right. And then, I don't know if you heard today, but it came out that he just picked those kids at random. So now they really have
that
no...
That he what?
He picked them at random. There
see,
was no...
originally they said he had targeted kids that had bullied him.
Yeah, this just came out a couple hours ago. That,
so, see, this bullying
so it's hard
thing,
to even figure out.
Well,
now,
what this tells me, too, is I think we drop the bullying thing on these situations because we want to look for some explanation. So we go with the bullying thing, when, in fact, it's just a sick, twisted kid. The bullying may have had little or nothing to do with it. Maybe it had something to do with it. But I also think that kids have watched the news and they've watched these other situations. And I think they sort of, that's a good thing to fall back on. Why did you do this? Well, I was bullied. And because right. They see that that's sort of the way out. And if people feel that you were bullied, then they'll sort of understand. Well, no, we don't understand. You're an evil little monster. And just because you got bullied, it's not a natural reaction to kill other students at school. So what I'd like to do after we come back from the break is hear from anybody who, because this applies to everybody who's listening, and I'll tell you why. You either were bullied, you were a bully, you witnessed bullying or were part of a gang or a group that sort of was the cool group that bullied, or you are the parent or even grandparent of a kid who is being bullied. And the only real way to stop it, unfortunately, will never be able to implement it, because to put a stop to it, to me, the bullied kid goes home and tells mom and dad, I can't go to school, I'm sick, I got a stomachache, I'm being bullied. Okay, who's bullying you? And when they tell them, then the parent should go to the bully's parents and say, my son is miserable at school because your son is bullying him. The problem with that is that far too many parents of the bully go, well, not my kid. My kid wouldn't do that.
Or they're bullies themselves.
Yeah, when in fact, yeah, your kid did do that.
What, your kid's a wuss? Your kid can't take care of himself?
Yeah, exactly. The bully's parents will then tell you that your kid is a little, a little sissy, and, hey, boys will be boys. Your kid needs to learn how to take care of himself.
Yeah.
Well, that's nonsense, too. So maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we won't. That'll pretty much be up to you folks. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS, or we can talk about anything else. We really don't care. Now, great article this morning in USA Today. And here's the headline to the story. It says, customers flee banks over fees. And essentially what this article said... No, rat boy. Fees, not cheese.
Oh, that's
not
how cheese. He picks where he banks.
Well, he only banks where they give him free cheese. It says, because of the new fees from some of these banks and several other things they're doing to try to make money, it says that a record number of people last year, 2011... left their banks to go elsewhere. And in the article, it states very clearly that one of the places, in fact, many of the people who are leaving are going to credit unions. Because there is a feeling of security, safety, stability, a level of service that they get that they just weren't getting from in most cases, large bank. And I was thrilled to death to see that. And it says, and I'll read it verbatim, credit unions are benefiting from customers' turnover. And it gives numbers and percentages. And it says customers then when they switch tend to be more loyal to smaller banks and credit unions. And it was a pretty significant number of people. So let me say this to you. If you are one of those people who's just decided your bank has gotten too big, too impersonal because of their size, they've implemented all these fees to try to generate some extra revenue, get out, close your accounts, tell them you're gone, withdraw, take everything to First Community Credit Union, and let us welcome you to our family of First Community Credit Union members. And I say our, I mean mine, Tina's, Dan's, Peon's, Paul Warner's. Paul Warner hosts the yard sale on Saturday, which is sponsored by First Community Credit Union. We welcome you to the place where we do all our banking. I think you'll be glad you did. FirstCommunity.com.
How would you like to have a hot tub in your backyard to use whenever you want? It's all about lifestyle. And it's all about Aspen Spas. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Aspen Spas, St. Louis's only spa manufacturer, so you buy from the factory direct. One-stop shopping with Aspen Spas. They build it, they deliver it, and they maintain it all at Aspen Spas. Also, custom-built spas versus buying a floor model, which you don't know where that is, custom-made at Aspen Spas. You can get the price you want and the spa you want from Aspen Spas. When you compare apples to apples, you will discover that Aspen Spas is the most highly rated and popular spa bought in St. Louis. Why? Because they're the best. Their showroom is where it is because that's where they manufacture it, right there in their showroom. They have a factory right there. Aspen-Spas.com for more information. Aspen-Spas or 314-776-5050. You want a spa? It's Aspen Spas.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Hey, thanks a lot, Tina. Well, the only thing we really have going on right now is on northbound 255 in the Illinois area from Cahokia, which would be 157, up to about Route 15. They've got the two left lanes shut down as they're working on the median lights right now. So only the right lane's getting through, and you got a good backup as you go through there. And I'm not going to tell you why, but just watch it if you're going from Illinois into Missouri over the JB Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Pro Nutrients, a new line of select supplements from Centrum, an omega-3 probiotic and fruit and veggie that works with your multivitamin. Pro Nutrients help make nutrition possible. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know the problem with honey-do lists? They never end. Cut the grass today, gotta cut the grass next week. Clean out the garage today, clean it out next month. So how would you like the next time you paint your home to be the last time you paint your home? Hi, I'm Darren, president of Rhino Shield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again, Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO. Or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Spring is home improvement season, and at Granite Busters, they're making it easy to get your project started immediately. Right now, when you order 50 square feet or more of granite countertops, you'll get a quarter bevel or full edge upgrade free, plus a free stainless steel sink, which is a $350 value, for free. And Granite Busters will remove your old countertops absolutely free. Prices starting at $29.99 per square foot installed. Visit the Granite Busters showroom and browse through their massive display of full-size granite slabs. Selection? How about the largest in the region? Kitchens, baths, bars, and fireplaces? Upgrade the look and value of your home now. Call Granite Busters at 636-282-3900. That's 636-282-3900. Get your new countertops installed within a couple weeks of your order with St. Louis's number one name in granite, Granite Busters. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold, or online at GraniteBustersSCL.com. Demand the very best. Call or visit Granite Busters now.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Garden View Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Garden View Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Garden View Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Garden View Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Garden View Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving, and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Garden View Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Garden View Care Center or gvcc.com.
Arsenic in your apple juice?
What's in your water?
Hi, I'm Justin.
And I'm Mike with All Pro Water. We are the locally owned St. Louis metro area Hague dealer.
If you could take all of the chlorine and contaminants out of every tap of your home and it could save you money, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Of course I would, Justin. We have the Hague Water Max system that is the most technologically advanced water filtration on the market today. Visit us at allpro-water.com for your free in-home water analysis. Again, that's allpro-water.com.
We will guarantee to save you money.
And that's a good thing.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Bowling, you gotta do it more often. Get to Brunswick Zone in Valley Park, Chesterfield, and St. Peter's and make tonight a bowling night.
A lot of calls here. I thought we might I'll save my stories till I hear other people's stories. Bullying. I think there are two things that happen. One is called bullying, and the other one is making fun of kids. And I don't know where you cross from making fun into bullying. I think when they say bullying in the news, they're including making fun. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Mimicking,
finding
something different
a
about the kid.
Quirky thing they do. And,
they call that bullying. I call it making fun. But to put it under the heading bullying is okay. We have a bunch of calls here. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Unless Dan misspelled this, and I'm assuming he did. Is this Mohammed? Mohammed, are you there? Or is it Mohammed? Is it Mohammed?
That's Mohammed. How are you guys? I'm a frequent caller, unfortunately, to your station because of you guys.
Well, thank you. Dan messed your name up. Dan has Mohammed on here, but I figured it was Mohammed. What do you have for us, Mohammed?
This is my first time I'm going to be serious with you, but I think the bully exists also with girls. My daughter, she's 10 years old, and she goes to a very well-respected school district here in St. Louis. Very well. Very high tax. Without mentioning the name... I think the bully comes from the dinner table, conversation from the parents, transferred with the kids, because we are Muslim. And one time my daughter, she was almost like stomach egg like you. And then she came, she said, her friend, she told her that all Muslims are terrorists, and Palestine is belong to us, the Jews, and et cetera, et cetera. I'm saying, whoa.
How old is she?
She's 10 years old. I'm saying, wait a minute.
Right.
She cried.
She's getting fed that from her. She's heard that from either her parents or somebody.
And you know what, Muhammad? I think girls are...
Can almost be worse.
Oh, they're worse.
I agree.
More cruel than boys are.
I agree. Yeah. And what a horrible thing to lay on your daughter.
Totally. You know, I did not even, like, I tried to lift her. This is many incidents, but this is, like, as you say, make fun and put her in a corner to the point she doesn't sometimes... She's an A student. She's very talented. She's a singer. She's playing basketball, soccer, chess, all over. She's number one in her school. But just the fact is, you put her in a corner out of jealousy or something. I tried to lift her up. I never tried to talk to the parents. Because the parents, I said, no, not my kid. But with my own experience, I'm not trying to judge anybody. Because all of us will be judged. Not in this life. Maybe in this life, but it's not our position. But what I say is, when somebody puts you in a corner to make fun of you because you are ahead of them or not ahead of them, equal, that's extremely mean. And I think came to the serious situation after the MySpace girl, she hanged herself, or right. Facebook bully. What happened in Ohio, my heart goes to the victims, but this is taking another dimension. We have to care about our school because this is getting out of hand.
Mohammed, let me ask you a question. Did your daughter name the bully or who was bullying her? Did she tell you who it was?
Tons of them.
Did you contact the parents?
I did in a nice way because we are extremely, my daughter is extremely nice and kind like me.
What was their reaction?
No, not my daughter. No.
It couldn't be.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Exactly. And that is right there is our biggest problem. That is the biggest part of all of this problem, is the parents who won't shut down their bullying kids because they don't believe their kids are capable of that.
I agree with you, but when it comes to the religion, comes to food, like one time she came crying, said, Daddy, why we don't eat pork? I'm say, what happened? She say, we've been in... They make fun of her in the cafeteria because they eat pepperoni and she doesn't eat pepperoni.
Right.
And it just... That there's no way 10 years old get to that stage except come from the parents. And that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to put this in the air.
No, I'm glad you did.
It did exist. It did not exist with me because I'm an outspoken Muslim and I spoke to you many times. And even in the community, I always talk to McGraw. I'm all over the board because I think you judge by how good person are you, not what color, what belief, because we did not grow up with that. We did not grow up with black or white, Jewish or Muslim or Christian, because we are all, I believe, and my wife, we all human, regardless what you believe, what your color is.
Okay, but unfortunately, not everybody grew up that way. And a lot of these kids grew up in homes where their parents are racist, bigots, religious, I don't know how to even put this, discriminatory when it comes to religion. That's the problem. It's the parents' problem. Mohammed, I'm going to let you go. I got a bunch of calls here, but I really appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great example. Yeah. Here's probably a beautiful little girl who's an A student. She's brilliant, and one, they're jealous of her brilliance and her grades, and then this religion thing, and how ridiculous. You know, people seem to want to forget about Timothy McVeigh. Timothy McVeigh, I read a lot of stuff about Timothy McVeigh. Christian, by the way, Timothy McVeigh. Single-handedly, probably killed, I believe, more people. The second largest mass murder serial killing in this country. Does that mean that if somebody's a Christian, you go, oh, you're like Timothy McVeigh, you're a Christian.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're a killer. No, not the case. Let me talk to Ben. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Hey, Frank and the gang.
Hey, Ben.
Ben.
When I was younger, I had really bad problems talking, right? And I couldn't talk very well at all. I really can't talk very well now, but it's actually better. And I used to get picked on when I was really young, where I wouldn't even talk anymore. And then I reached a point when I was about 11 years old, where I just couldn't take it anymore, and there was one kid who just would bully me, and I finally said, you know what, whether I win or lose, I'm going to try and beat the crap out of this kid. And I went in there, and me and him, we wrestled, we tussled, we fought, and I didn't win, and he didn't win, but he never bothered me again. And I know that's not really what you want to say, like going there swinging, but
well, that's the problem. Kids don't fight anymore. They bring guns to school.
Ben, I'm going to let you hang up, and then I'm going to the next thing I was going to say addresses what you just said. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
The schools themselves are actually a huge part of this problem, and I'll tell you why. This zero tolerance crap, when a kid can no longer defend himself, when somebody bullies you, pushes you down on the playground, taunts you, words, granted, you don't need to strike out, but in a lot of cases this is, it becomes physical. And when it does, when we got to the point where we made it wrong for any kid to strike another kid, even in self-defense, no fighting, no hitting under any circumstances, and you couldn't defend yourself, this is one of the biggest parts of this problem. Because if a kid is bullied, and I'm talking about physical now, I'm not talking about name calling. I'm talking about physical bullying, pushing, hitting, knocking somebody down. You ought to be able to get up and, as my dad used to say, knock the daylights out of that guy. I mean, put him in the hospital, break his nose, and like Muhammad said, or Ben said, he would never bother you. Even if it's a draw, he's never going to bother you. He's never going to bother you again because you've humiliated him. You've let everybody and all his buddies know that he can't whip you. He can't win. He can't beat you up. Not every kid's capable of doing that. Not every kid is capable of, you know, punching somebody and teaching them a lesson. But I am a believer in self-defense. Not in starting it and not in fighting over name-calling. What?
That happened with my son, Tyler, my youngest son, when he was in high school. He had a kid, and Tyler has long hair, and he had a kid that would, just pull on his hair as hard as he could and then call him a name and run by. And I asked, and he was talking to me about it, and I said, did you tell the teacher about it or the principal? Because we knew a couple of the principals up there, and he said, I've told everyone about it. I told the teacher about it, and he said, we can't do anything until we catch him. He told the principal about it, and he said, we can't do anything unless we catch him doing it. And I said,
that's a ridiculous rule anyway.
I know. And yeah. I said, so you've talked to them, and they say that they can't do anything about it. I said, the next time he does it, turn around and deck him. And you'll get suspended. I'll be called in, and I'm going to tell him that I gave you permission to do it. And that's exactly what happened. He turned around and popped the guy. The guy never bothered him again. He got suspended for 3 days. And I went in and told him. I said, I told him to do this. He came to you and told you what was happening. He went to the teacher and told the teacher. And I told him to just pop the guy.
Yeah, and you and I have the exact same story. I have the same story with one of my sons. This name calling thing, what's hard, it's hard to get a kid to understand. When you say to your son or your daughter, look, when they say things, call you names, just move along. Don't respond. Don't react. Just ignore them. That's real easy for us to understand. But it's not easy for a kid to do that. At a certain point, they boil over. They've been taunted and called names. But man, if there would ever be a way to just get kids to understand, it'll pass. In time, it'll all pass. And a few years from now, this will be so irrelevant. You're not physically hurt. All it is name calling. They're jealous of you. And here's the other thing. Is there really any kid who's ever existed who didn't have something somebody could pick on? Hair's too long, hair's too short. You don't have any eyebrows. Your eyes look funny. Your skin looks funny. You walk funny. You talk funny. You're dumb. You're too smart. You're a geek. You're a bookworm. Is there anything? How do you get through school without having something about you that somebody could zero in on? I think it's almost impossible. I think almost everybody, the exceptions would be, I guess, the captain of the football team. I mean, who's going to pick on or bully that guy? Even if he's dumb in class and his grades are bad, he's the captain of the football team. They're not going to go around calling him dummy. I guess there are those very few exceptions. But not being a girl, I've heard horror stories about what girls do to other girls.
Oh.
I mean, boy, they can be brutal. Let's go. If Andrew's still with us, we'll get Andrew, then we'll take a break. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going? AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Real quick, I've just got two stories. When I was in elementary school, I went to private school, and I was real short and got picked on. And there was this kid, he was a head taller than me, and he wouldn't leave me alone. So one day at the winter social, I had a cup of hot cocoa, and the guy wouldn't leave me alone. So I said, listen, dude, if you mess with me anymore, I'm going to throw this cocoa in your face and kick your butt. So he thought I was kidding and kept messing with me, so I threw the hot cocoa in his face and jumped on him and just beat on him until, you know, I mean, he was thoroughly embarrassed, his face was hurting, and I'll tell you, the dude never messed with me again. But then I moved to public school, and I was a lot further ahead than the other kids because my private school covered stuff earlier than the public school did. So this kid was picking on me to do his homework, and I did it, but I gave all the wrong answers. There's an algebra class.
Beautiful.
Oh, man.
Beautiful.
And he came back to me after school, you know, and wanted to beat me up because of it. I said, listen, dude, I can go to the office and tell him you're cheating, or if you want, I'll work with you in lunch to teach you how to do it. And that's what he chose, and I taught him how to do it, and he became a good student after that.
You know what I've learned listening to you? I think the secret here is to always call the guy dude.
Yeah.
Seems to me like that's how you come out the winner. Listen, dude, I'm going to throw hot chocolate on you.
I'll tell you, I learned later on that these kids were abused at their own homes, you know, when I became an adult.
Yeah.
And I think that's what caused it. You know, they went home and got horrible treatment from their parents, and they came to school and took it out on people they thought were weak. So,
Andrew, thank you for the call. Good advice. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, you too. There goes Andrew. Here comes American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com. That's the website. How did we get along without websites?
I don't know.
Oh, my
God. Think about this. I mean, really, this has become like the microwave or something. Anything you want to know anything about, or I think I'll check this company out, website. I'll never forget the day, and this wasn't that long ago. I'm visiting my dad. We're watching TV, and at the end of a commercial, like so many commercials, he says, or check us out online at www. My dad looks at me. Now, this is no more than 5 years ago, and he says, what's all this www stuff? What is that? What does that mean? Now, try to explain to an 80-something-year-old guy. It's not easy. Well, you go online. What's online? Well, oh, boy. And then you realize you can't explain what WW anything is. But I can tell you this. The www. Website for American Equity Mortgage is AmericanEquity.com. I can also tell you their phone number has been the same for over 20 years, a little over 20 years, 314-878-9999. And there are lots of mortgage companies that want to be American Equity Mortgage. They want to look like them, sound like them. But they're not American Equity Mortgage. There's only one, actually more than one. You travel the country, you'll hear American Equity Mortgage commercials all over the country. Started in St. Louis about 20 years ago, and I think the key to their success is they've taught people how to find money. Find money they were throwing away in high interest rate credit card loans and other things. And when you can teach people how to save or find money and do things in a less expensive way, you win. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got a new crash now. It's on eastbound 70 at Cave Springs. It's got the left lane and the right lane blocked. And westbound traffic, you've got the left lane blocked. And westbound is slowing now around Highway 3, back to Zumbel. And then eastbound, you're slowing from about 370. Now, if you're traveling on southbound 270, a little slow from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Salads from St. Louis Bread Company can help you kick off your day in a nutritious way. Try one today, like the Thai chopped chicken salad or the new Mediterranean salmon salad, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes wherever, whenever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News.